Okay, today is Daf Mem Zayin. We are on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. We're on the second wide line. Is that what we're up to?
Yep.
Second wide line. Here we go. Amar Rav Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Chatas sheshachta l'shem ola psula. If you shechta chatas, having in mind it's an ola, that's the wrong zevach, the wrong carbon, that's pasul. However, l'shem chulin kshira. But if you shecht it l'shem chulin, right? That it should be chulin, that's kosher. That sounds a little funny. How could that be? Amar Belazar, my time with the Rav, what's the reason for that? Because it says in the pasuk, lo yichalu es kadshei b'nei Yisrael. Don't profane my kachim. Don't defile my kachim. B'kachim mechalin kachim. So kachim can defile other kachim. But v'ein chulin mechalin kachim. Chulin cannot be mechalin kachim. So if you have in mind, you bring it for chulin, that doesn't ruin the carbon. That's an anomaly. That's a funny thing. Okay, that's what it is. Masav Rabba, Amar Rav Yossi. Rabba asked the following question. Amar Rav Yossi, Rebbe said in the Mishnah, Af mi shelo haya beliba l'shem echad mikol elu kasher shutai besin. If you didn't have the kavana, anything of the kavanas mentioned in that Mishnah, those six kavanas, you didn't have them, it doesn't make a difference. It's all good. Why? Tanai besin. Taima shelo haya beliba klal. That's because you did nothing. You were thinking about nothing. Haya beliba l'shem chulin pasul. But if you're thinking about the chulin, say I'm bringing this to the New York Yankees or something like that, some chulin thought, it should be pasul. So no, amalei abaya. Dilma lohaya klal, kosher umaratze. If you're thinking about nothing, it's kosher, and it's maratze, right? But haya beliba l'shem chulin, maybe it's kosher, but vein umaratze. Maybe you don't get your check mark for bringing the curry. You have to bring it again. But it's kosher. It doesn't have to come off the mizbeach. It's kosher. Okay.
It's still negative kavana.
What?
It's not neutral
kavana.
Negative.
Okay. So fine. So we end off with that. Another thing about kachim psulim. Amar Rav Elazar. Chatas sheshachta l'shem chulin kshira. If you shechta chatas l'shem chulin, it's kosher. Mishum chulin psula. But if it's for chulin, it's possible. What does that mean? Rashi says on the bottom line, kasavur. Shehem chulin psula. If you think it's chulin, you don't even realize you're shechting a carbon. I know I'm shechting a carbon, but I'm shechting it for chulin. That's kosher. I don't even know I'm shechting a carbon. Right? That's what Rashi says. Look, kesavar shehem chulin psula. V'hayinu dimis asik b'dvarim acherim. You're busy with something else. V'hayinu asik b'kachim. You're not even osik in kachim at all. K'dibar menei Rav Shmuel amei Rav Huna. Like Rav Shmuel asked Rav Huna.
It's obviously not talking about the Beis HaMikdash.
It is talking about the Beis HaMikdash.
So how do you bring a chulin carbon on a mizbeach from the Beis
HaMikdash? 1 second. Minayin le misasek b'kachim shu pasal. How do you know if you're misasek with kachim? That it's pasal. What does misasek b'kachim mean? It says Rashi on top. Sheshochin kachim. Yeshechtin kachim. V'lo b'kavana. You have no kavana at all. Ella ki misasek b'dvar macherim. It's like you're busy with other things. So there's a machlokis, Rashi and Tosvos. Tosvos has a whole discussion now. What if you're mischavin for shechita, but not for a carbon? In other words, I think that I'm playing with knives. It turns out there's an animal here. Look at this, I shechted it. That's even worse.
But on the mizbeach.
On the mizbeach, right. Or you could have another, there's a lot of madrigas. I know I'm shechting an animal. I didn't think it was a carbon. I thought I was in some museum somewhere. I didn't realize. I thought I was shechting an animal, but not for a carb. You have all these different variations. There are permutations. So the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, how far you take this? It's misasik. Yeah. Misasik. I always think of misasik means you don't even realize what you're doing, right? Like you walk by and your sleeve brushes against the light fixture, and the light switch. The light goes on. That's misasik.
That's a shogig.
No, that's not a shogig. Shogig means I forgot it was Shabbos. So b'kavan, I turned the light switch on, but I'm from Jew. I forgot it was Shabbos. I walked in the bathroom, I forgot, I turned the light on. That's a shogig. Misasik means, as I'm walking, my shirt sleeve brushes against the light switch and it turns it on. That's not a shogig. That's misasik.
Okay.
Right? Right? Misasik means, look at that flower there, that detached flower. Let's go bring it in. And it turned out it was attached. And you didn't even realize. That's not a shogig. Shogig means you do a maitha, but you forgot at Shabbos. I never learned that you can't turn lights on Shabbos. I never learned that. That's a shogig. It sounds like if you do a maisa, you didn't even think you're doing anything wrong. Nothing. Right? I thought that it was already detached. And I put, oh, look at that, it was attached. That's masasik. So it's over here masasik. The shechita, you can't have, if you're throwing knives at a girl in the circus, and it happens to be, you shecht an animal, that's not shechita. Or maybe it is. Right? You didn't even have kavan at all to do shechita. Happens to be, the shechita worked out. We'll get to that in chul, and hilchas shechita. But by a carbon, for sure you can't have like that. So over here, Rashi seems to say, you're busy with other things. I don't know what Rashi means by that, but dvar machir, other things. So Tosfos says, well, what if you have kavana that you're shechting, but you don't have kavana that it's for a carbon? Okay, different permutations. Anyway.
I still don't know why, but you have, no, you're standing, this is talking about the Mizbeah. You're standing by the Mizbeah.
So the question is, is it a Maisa or is it a result-oriented? I'll give you an example. Let's say you go to the mikvah to be Tevel Kalim.
Okay.
And you have all the Kalim standing there. And some kid comes and pushes all the Kalim into the mikvah.
Okay.
What, they're not Tevel? Because you didn't have Kavana? You don't need Kavana for that. All you need is the result. Those Kalim must be in that mikvah.
But you do need a Kavana.
What? So what kind of Kavana do you need? What kind of Kavana do you need?
So you're shechting a carbon for the...
Who made up that rule? Who made up that? Maybe just me. Well, the Mishnah said, L'shem Zevach, right? The Mishnah says L'shem Zevach. L'shem Zevach. So what if you have L'shem Chulin? So Rava said it's okay. Only L'shem Kachim is no good. You have the wrong animal, the wrong carbon, that's a problem.
Okay.
L'shem Chatas, L'shem Ola, that's a problem. L'shem Chulin, not a problem. Then maybe that only means it's kosher, but it's not Maratza. So we ended off, right? Now new thing. If you're Mesasek, what's the story of your Mesasek? Right? Now we said it's Psula. No, L'shem Chulin is kosher. Mishum Chulin is Pas. What's Mishum Chulin? It's a mitzasik.
Okay.
Right?
It does make sense.
By a carbon, it makes sense. Right? By tefillas kelim, nobody cares. Right? It's not about that. It's about the result. Right?
It is counterintuitive. If you sit there and say, hinei mucham mezuman, to eat this barbecue in my backyard, and it's good as a carbon, but it's called schulim, that's the, you know, I need to eat this thing.
Right. It's a funny thing, right? Because we think that you have to have so much kavana, right? Shenemar, like it says, v'shachas ben abakal v'nei Hashem, achet hei shchita l'shem ben bakar. Has to be shchita for a carbon. Amalei, zubi adenu, that we know already. Zubi adenu, that already had in our hand. La'akiv minayin, how do you know it's ma'akiv? That even be the evet, even we're not going to allow it even be the evet. Right, so amalei, l'rtzonchem tizbechuhu, l'daitchem zivchu. It has to be l'daitchem. Okay? Then we said, she'ein ha'machshava holeches el achara oved. Machshava goes after the oved. What does it mean, the oved? Oved means the guy who is doing the actual avoda. So let's say I'm a Baal, I'm a Yisrael. I want to bring a chatas for something. I don't know. I turned the light on a mistake on Shabbos. I went into the bathroom. I say, I have to bring a chatas. So I give the mizbeach to the kohen, right? What if I have a pidgul? I'm not doing anything. I have a pidgul machshava. Does that ruin the mizbeach? Does it ruin the animal? We had this question. The Baal has the pidgul thought. It's like, I can't wait to eat this. I'm going to eat this in 3 days from now, right? That's a pidgul thought. Right. The kohen, of course, not having a pidgul thought. He's a kohen. He's a trained professional. Doesn't have pidgul thoughts. So what about me? Does that ruin it? Says the Mishnah. Ein machshava leches al achar oved. The machshava goes after the guy who's doing it. Not the Baal. Right. Not the Kohen's other, you know, cousin who's sitting there doing nothing. No, not them. Mathis and the Loki Aitanya. This Mishnah doesn't call it the following. The Tanya. Amar Balaza Brabiosi. Shamati, I heard. Shabbalim Befaglin. That the Baal can make pickle. Is that what I heard? Amar Rava. My time with Balaza Brabiosi. What's the reason for that? Amar Kra. The Hikriv. Hamakriv, some kind of double lush in there. Hamakriv, the makriv also can make pigle. Even though he's not doing anything, he's just waiting on the sidelines, he can make pigle. The Amar Abaya, so by the way, you should know, says Abaya, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, him, and Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Kulu Svirlu, they all hold that. Zeh Mechashiv, Vzeh Oved, Havi Machshava. That one person does the avoda, he's a trained Kohen professional. He doesn't have any pigle thoughts, no way. And the Baal does, it ruins the carbon. Three people said that. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Hadamar, we just said Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi. Hikriv, Hamakriv, the pasuk that says Hamakriv also included the Makriv, the Baal. Rabbi Elazar did not, what about that one? What about him? Listen to this. Hashochet la'oved kochavim, if you shecht an animal for avoda zara, shchitaso kshira. The shchita is kosher, right? The Rabbi Eliezer posel. Rabbi Eliezer says it's pasul. Says Rashi, Hatzam mafarish pedya shestam machsheves ovid gachavim lavod gachavim. In other words, I take my goy. I have a goy. He's an avodah zarah. He's over the avodah zarah. He's a goy. I take his animal and I shecht it.
Okay.
I shecht it because I want to have meat. Okay. Right? I'm not shechting for avodah zarah. I'm not an apikoros. I'm a good Jew. He told me I could take one of his animals, a kosher animal. I checked out everything. Every chumrah says Rabbi Elazar, it's puzzle. Why?
Puzzle for what?
Puzzle to eat it.
Puzzle for what?
You're not allowed to eat that animal. It's Asr Bahana.
Treif?
Yes, it's treif. Why? Why is it treif? Why? Because the guy owns the animal. Okay. And he had a machshava for Avodah Zarah, because that's what Mestama Goyim do. Uh-huh. And therefore, his machshava ruined what I did.
Okay, I got that.
You hear? His machshava. So what do you see? That the Baal's machshava can ruin what I did. Now, is he talking about a carbon? I don't know.
Yeah, but that's a general rule.
What? Yeah, the Tanakhama didn't hold like that. Tanakhama said it's kosher. It's a kosher animal. Why? What does the owner who's sitting and watching TV have to do with me shechting the animal in the butcher shop? Well, doesn't do with anything. I'm shechting the animal in the butcher shop. He's watching the ball game. Did he have Avodah Zarah thoughts? What does it do with me? Even if it's true, he has Avodah Zarah. What does it have to do with me? I'm shechting the animal in a different city. Comes along with Rebbe, no, it's puzzle. Why? Because his machshava ruins my carbon. Another case. Number three, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, what did he say? Ditnan, klal amr Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, kol she'ein. So there's a rule like this. When it comes to carrying on Shabbos, what's carrying on Shabbos do with anything? When it comes to carrying on Shabbos, you only can carry a thing that has value. Right? So it's called something that's matznia. Matznia means you hide it away. Like some used tissue is not something that you're going to be chayav for carrying on Shabbos. Minat Torah. Why not? Who wants that?
What?
No one keeps that. So says the Mishnah like this. He says, "Kol she'ein kasher lahatznia." If it's not normally something that somebody would value, ve'ein matznian kamohu, right? And it's something that you didn't carry either, right? So it's objective value and subjective value. Hukshel lozeh. So I thought it's value. I gave this value. What is it? It's the cover of a pencil. So I gave this value. To me, it's very chashuv. So, but objectively, it's not. So hukshir lozeh vitznio uba achevotzio. You had no value. You carry out that used tissue of mine. I gave it significant value. To me, it was very chashuv. You carry it out. Are you chayev? So you had no value to that. Says Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, "Nischayiv zeh b'machshava shal zeh." You're chayiv because of my machshava. So what do you see? That machshava of A can ruin something B does. B should not be chayiv for that. Why? It's not a value. It doesn't have any value. It's not considered hilchas Shabbos. Doesn't have the value to be chayiv. It doesn't have any shear because there's no chashivas. I gave it chashivas. I didn't carry it. You carried it. Says this one here, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he's still chayiv. Why? Because you could be chayav for the thoughts of someone else. That's not about a carbon.
Right.
So we had three cases. One was about a avodah zarah, one was about Shabbos, and one was about pigle. Right? So now the Gemara says, Tarvaihu islahu the Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi. Everybody would hold for Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi. Everybody agrees. In other words, there are three cases. Shabbos, avodah zarah, and the pigle. So the one who said about Shabbos, and the one who said about avodah zarah, would for sure agree with the pickle one, for sure, right? Hashta, b'chutzam rinan, b'fnim ibaya. We say it in Shabbos, we say it about Avodah Zarah, in the butcher shop. We're not going to say it about the Beis HaMikdash, that someone else's machshava can ruin my carbon. We're going to say it, we say it by the other cases, right? Right? Okay. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi, les lehu.
Protect yourself against that.
What do you mean?
You bring a carbon, there's other people standing around waiting to bring their carbonists, and the guy has enough shovel. So,
the Kohen has to tell the Baal, don't have any bad machshavas. Let's go over the list.
Yeah, but there's a whole bunch of people standing.
No, they can't ruin it. That has to be the Baal. Not some stomach person. Yeah, not a stomach, a total stranger. Only the Baal. You're right, you have to tell the Baal. Don't botch this up, right? Mm-hmm. If you hold like this. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi, who held that it only applied by pigle, less lutarvayu. He would not hold it applied by Shabbos, and he would not hold it applied by Avodah Zarah. Why not? Dilma bifnim hu damrinan. We only say this in the base. There's a rule for the base of Mikdash. B'chutz lo amrinan. Why should we say the guy's watching TV and I shecht his animal in the butcher shop? It's no good. What should that be? Why should that be? I carry something that has no value on Shabbos. Why should I be? Because you have value. You're crazy. Why should I? Why should I be chayy for that?
What's the guy? Is there a shear on Shabbos?
Yes.
With
everything has its own shear, right? Half a Shabbos and half a Shabbos is about that. But the underlying rule was, it has to have chashivas. So we all know what those things are, these used seeds and things like that, that have no chashivas.
It has to have an objective yes. value.
Yes. So it could be subjective. Your subjective can't make me chayiv. So that's what it said. Kashalatzniya ve'ein matzniyin kamohu. It's something. It has to be two, objective and subjective. Now you want to tell me that subjective will be chayav for you, not for me? Okay. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, who said that he said his thing about Shabbos, Islahu to Rabbi Eliezer. He would agree about that Avodah Zarah one. Why? Hashda b'Shabbos amrinan b'Avodah Zarah mivaya. But we say it by Shabbos, we're not going to say it by Avodah Zarah. But one who said about Avodah Zarah might not agree with Shabbos. Dilma, Avodah Chacham hu damrinan, ke'en b'fdim. I would agree about Avodah Zarah. That Avodah Zarah is just like pickle. What's the difference if it's Avodah Zarah or pickle? I would agree. Avol Shabbos, I would say it's not chayev. Why? Malachas machshevis asr Torah. Because it has to be malachas machshevis. When it comes to Shabbos, you have a heightened requirement that has to be within much more intent. As Rashi says, the last Rashi in the Perek, Shinismacha Shabbos, Laparshat HaMishkan Rivayakel, Shabbos and the Mishkan are together. Umalachas machsheves she'ose osa mischavein lamalacha gemura. You want to do a real malacha. El sheshagag b'Shabbos. You thought you forgot about Shabbos. Or she'savra malacha zu muteres. Or you thought this is mutter. V'zeh shir zeh chashav be'enav ena mischavein lamalacha. But if it doesn't have the shir to be mischavein, it's not going to work. You had the shir mischavein? Yeah, that doesn't translate to me. That won't translate to me. Your shear, it doesn't translate to my shear. Shabbos is higher mandrega. Okay. Hadron alach beis shamai. Hadron alach beis shamai. Hadron alach beis shamai. So now, we are beginning Perek Eizim Makoman, which as we know, it's in the Siddur to say it every day. So we can spend a few minutes on that. We have time. A lot of time. Where'd that come from, to say it every day? It's Perek Eizim Makoman. Where'd that come from? So, the Mechaber says, Siman Nun of Hilchas Aruch Chaim. Kabul Lishnos Acher Parshas HaTamid. After the Talmud, you say Perek Eizu Makoman Ubrisa Rabbi Shmuel, which is what we do. We should do it. It's in the Siddur, but we're going to get to about doing it or not. Kedei, why? What's the reason for that? Kedei Sheyizke Kol Adam Lilmo B'Chol Yom Mikra Mishnah UGemara. Right, the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel is considered Gemara because it's not a Mishnah. So it's considered Gemara. So you learn Mikra, you read Psukim. We read Akedah, a bunch of other Psukim. Then you have Mishnah, and then you have Gemara, the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel. The Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel have Makam Gemara, Kedemafarish B'Gemara, Chamedrish B'Gemara. Medrish is like Gemara. Okay? In the back of the Masifta, it says like this, the first place this is mentioned to do it, the first place this is mentioned, the Makar to do this, is the Shilas and Chuvos of Rav Nutroni Gon. One of the Gaonim, that's where it started. One of the Gaonim is the first one to came with this idea. It's based on a Tosfos. The Tosfos says, you have to the Gemara really says it, you have to learn Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara every day of your life.
The Gaonim
before that, I'm sorry. So the Gemara, it's a Gemara that says it. The Gemara says it.
Can we do that with Berakhas HaTorah, though?
What?
Can we do that with Berakhas HaTorah?
What do you mean?
We do Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara.
I understand. What is Berakhas HaTorah?
So we fulfill the requirement.
Oh, so you're asking me, so why are we learning Perek Eizim Makoman of all things in the world?
Yeah.
Why pick this thing to learn? Mm-hmm. Right? We do say, Eil Dvarim She'elam Shia, right? The Mishnah in Peah.
Right.
That's because it's connected to the Berakhas HaTorah. But why are we picking this? Why are we learning this? Of all things. Why this? So, the question's better than the answer.
If you learn it, it's like you see board.
What?
Like if you learn about
Kabbalah,
it's almost like you brought
Kabbalah. So I read you the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Ubachu b'risazu. Why this one of all things? Mipnei shitchilas Torah Kahanim. It's the beginning of Torah Kahanim. Shehu rosh l'chol parshas HaKarbanos. This is the Iker, right? There's no pickle here now. We're not going to be busy with pickle. This is what the karbanos are about. Where do you bring karbanos? All the rules. Kavua etzal karbanos. So, right? V'chein also, says the Mishnah Berurah, Bacharu mishnayit ezim akoman, we picked ezim akoman, ukavu achar atamid, mishum shenemer, b'chol yom mukhtar umugash l'shmi, every day, this is an everyday, daily event, bringing karbanos. You want to learn something about Hilchus, Trumas, and Meisr? It's not every day. V'chol mako maktirin umagishin, every day? Every day you bring karbanos? Who brought karbanos every day? Ela, el tamidi chachamim, shahotskin behilchus avoda b'chol yom, u'b'chol mako shehem. Every day, everywhere you go. If you learn it every day, I will, Hashem says, I will view it as if you brought these karbanos. Now, do we say that about other mitzvahs? It's a big discussion. I'm not Makai in the mitzvah of Shemitah. I live in Chutz Laaretz. So if I learn the halachas of Shemitah, is it as if I Makai in the mitzvah of Shemitah? Do we say that? Or do we not say that? By karbanos, we say it. If you learn about karbanos, it's ki'ilu Hashem, ki'ilu you brought karbanos. Do we say that about other things? You'll never find it by another thing.
Except we probably are.
Why?
We have to bring chatas if we had a Beis HaMikdash, so this would be like we brought a chatas.
Yeah. I know, but do we say that about Shemitah? So yeah. If I learn about Hilchus Shemitah, it's as if I'm a Kayamid, do we say such a thing? We say it by karbanos.
You have to know, even you don't live there, but you have to know not the
that's, wise. That's not what we're, no, we're not saying that. If you learn the halachas of Egla Rufa, so is it as if you're Makai in the midst of Egla Rufa? Do we say that? So we say it about, I'm just reading the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is a holy man. He's a holy man, the Chafetz Chaim. What did he say? If you learn every day, it's as if you brought it every day. It's a very nice thing. You could be sitting here in Woodmere, and you're learning about Hilchus, the Beis HaMikdash, and Hashem gives you a check mark. The guy broke karbanos today. And by the way, one of the Achronim says, even if you're Tommy Mace, and you can't bring karbanos, even if you would be the Beis HaMikdash, you still get a credit. Right? Why? Because learning about it is if you did it. Do we say that about other things? Not really. Right? It's a Gemara in the end of Masechet Menachos. We're going to get there like in 6 months from now. The end of Masechet Menachos is the root of that Gemara. That if Ke'ilu, you brought it. What do you mean? Right. So then the Mishnah.
Because what are you doing to feel before anyone? Why davening?
What?
Why davening? For davening because it's in place of who doing the karbanos.
Correct. Correct. So, and one second. You said an excellent point. What's better, davening or karbanos?
No, same idea.
Really?
The answer is? It all depends.
The answer is karbanos. And I'll bring you a raya that it's true.
You're
going to say this right in my whole life and never realize it. Right. Everybody davens Shmon Esrei, yeah?
Yeah.
Right? That's the Ikra davening, right? What's the last thing you say in Shmon Esrei? Yehi Ratzon. Lefanecha. Shem Elokeinu. Shibon HaBeis HaMikdash. Meher V'Yemeinu. I just finished davening.
Right.
That's all. I want the Beis HaMikdash. I want the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem, bring back the Beis HaMikdash. What do you see from here? That davening is a secondary avoda to the Beis HaMikdash. Right. Not better, it's worse. Why would you say this? Just finish davening. He wants to want the Beis HaMikdash back.
I'd rather have the real thing.
Exactly, that's not the real thing. This is not the real thing. That's exactly the point.
That's the point. Involved in it besides just the karbanos.
Correct. The whole package. That whole package is better than davening. How could that be? Because we're so far removed from the package. We're so far removed. What? Explain that Yehi Ratzon to me. No?
The problem is, we don't know what eventually is going to be. May not be able to come out this later on.
Most don't say that. That's a very novel. Only in the 20th century they made that up.
That's true.
It is true. No one before the 20th century ever said that.
Because there's a reason for that.
Yeah. Right. So you hear what I'm saying? Now, then the Mishnah Berurah says something else fascinating. He says, listen to this. The ode, another reason why we say Ezer Makoman every day, that Nesha Perek Zeh Ein Bo Machlokas. This Perek has no Machlokas. Now that's not true. There are Machlokas, but when you read the Mishnayos, there are no Machlokas. There are no Machlokas in the Mishnayos. Fu Mishnah Berurah L'Moshe Misinai. It's clear halachas from Moshe from Har Sinai. This Mishnah, this parak has no machlokas mentioned in the Mishnayos. In the Gemara, there's plenty of machlokas, but even in Tanoim, but not in the Mishnayos. So I saw one of the Mishnah Brewers. I was last night. I saw. He says, yeah, they found one other parak that also has no machlokas. The second parak of Me'ilah also has no machlokas. So yeah, but this is much more basic halachas.
It's an everyday halachas.
Everyday halachas about the korbanos, the basic korbanos, rather than some parak in Sechus Me'ilah. Then the Mishnah Brewer says something very controversial. Ready for this one? V'ein kriyas parak ze ubraisa ze ole lo modu Mishnah, the Talmud. This doesn't get, you don't get credit for learning it. You don't get credit for anything. Ella lemi shemaven. Only if you understand what you're saying. Aval lemi she'eino maven. If you don't understand, tzarech lilmod ulahavin. You have to go learn it. You don't get, she'im lo kein, eino nechshav lilimud. It's not considered limud. That's very controversial. Right? Then he says, that's very controversial.
He's saying that about these Mishnayos, so...
He's saying it about all learning. He's saying about all learning.
All learning.
The dafka betfilah, only by davening. Af she'eno maven HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodei HaKavanaso. You don't, I don't know what these words mean. Hashem knows. Hashem gives you the credit. Avolim Omar, Mishnah v'abraisa. He's learning Mishnayos. The eino maven? Eino nikulim. What kind of learning is that? This is reading Ashrei. So read Ashrei, you get credit for reading Ashrei. You know what you're saying? You get credit for that. But learning? What kind of learning is that? Says the Mishnah Berurah. What kind of learning is that? Uber prat ami ha'aratzos tzarchivino ha'feirish. You have to understand what he's saying. Kadesh yetsu boy b'zei yedei limud mikra mishnah gemara. Tzarch adam lomod b'chol yom. Okay, kasav ashla. Listen to this. Kishomer ezu makoman oba mem adlikin o pita maktoris yase kol nigun de mishnayis. Say it in the nigun of mishnayis. What does he mean by that?
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so that Mishnah Berurah is very controversial because there's a Gemara that says, we did this Gemara not that long ago, it's in Avodah Zarah, it says, the Gemara says that La'olam Ligros Inish, person should learn, Afa Gaft Loya Damaika Amar. Even if he doesn't know what he's saying, a person should learn. How do you reconcile that Gemara with this Mishnah Berurah? So there's two standard answers. One answer was, it's only by Torah Shabbat Ksav. But Torah Shabbat Ksav, you're reading Parashas Baalovscha, you don't know what the words mean, it's still considered learning. Torah Shabbat Peh, absolutely not. You have to understand what you're saying. That's one answer. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says that. The Baal Tanya says that. Another answer is, it's a very interesting answer. One of the Achronim says this answer. He says, that Gemara means that I tried to understand. I came to Daf Yomi. I tried to this pickle. I gave it my effort. I just don't understand it. All right, Hashem gives you credit for that. But not to try? Just to walk in and just rattle off like you're reading the Ashrei? Then credit for that. That's not considered learning. It's a very good answer. I tried. I came every day to Daf. I don't know what's flying. Okay, I tried. Hashem gives you credit for that. It's as if you learned. But not to try? Okay, that's Mishnah Berurah says. What kind of learning is that? It's not learning. You don't even try? Such a good answer, no? Right, much better, right? Therefore, so, listen, I can't say not to learn every day to say Parakeh and Makabot. It's in the Siddur, and we should only say it. At least, let's know what we're saying. All right, a lot of pressure, yeah?
Say it through 120, they don't fahar you.
Who said that? Some people think that you do get fahared, no? Right? Some people think you do. I don't know. I was never there. Thank God I wasn't there. Listen, what happens? Listen, Parshas Nasa, right? The end of Parshas Nasa, 12 times in a seam of 12 times.
Right.
So everyone asked, why 12 times? Right. So Rabbi Gamliel Rabinowitz says, you know why you learn 12 times? That you should know that you don't have to have a geschmack when you learn. It's 12 times again and again and again. That's not what learning is. Oh, geschmack. Even if you don't have a geschmack, you have to learn. He says, the Vilna Gaon said, if not for the fact, that's why I'm telling you this, if not for the fact there was a maila, something called Yediyas HaTorah, I have to know Torah, the more Torah I know, the better it is. There's such a maila to that. I would learn the same pasuk my whole life. Just read the same pasuk my whole life. What's the difference? Right? Such an unbelievable, such a deep thought. Right? But there's a concept called you have to know more, as much Torah as you can. So you go through Shas, you have to learn as much Torah as you can. If not for that, learn the same thing your whole life, the same pasuk. So once a year, the same psukim, over and over 12 times. You don't have to have a geshmak so much always. It's not about that. That's also a scary thought, no?
Yeah.
Okay. On that note, let's start Perek Eizim Makomen. So, Eizim Makomen Shel Zvachim. Where is the spot that you bring karbanos? So right away, the Achronim are busy, but, you know, the first Mishnah in Shas says, Me'eim Esai Koran Shema. And the Gemara asked, who mentioned anything about Shema? He asked you, when did you say it even? Yeah. So, is that a fair question over here? Eizim Makomen Shel Zvachim. No, we spent 46 blot talking about the karbanos, right? That's not a fair question. Where's the spot where you bring karbanos? Well, who said anything about spots? Anyone brought up anything about spots? Where's the spot? The answer is, of course we did.
Well, really, don't worry about people.
What?
No, we mentioned Safon a lot of times.
I mentioned a lot of times Safon. So, Eizim Makomen Shel Zvachim, where do you, on the grounds of the temple, where do you bring the karbanos? So Kodshei Kodshim is Shchitasan Batzafon. Kodshei Kodshim is brought in the north. What's the north? The north. So do I have a picture? We don't have a picture even. Do you have a picture? Oh, excellent. So you have a picture? So okay. So the north is like, if you have a bird's eye view, it's to the bottom, right? To the right, fine. Now the Gemara is going to define what are Kodshei Kodshim.
There were three areas, aren't there?
Because Machlokes.
What's Machlokes?
No, there were
three areas for
Machlokes. A, B, and C.
Yeah.
See? Yeah, I have a different... Okay. Par, V'Sa'ir, Shoma Kippurim. The Par and the Sa'ir of Yom Kippur is Shchitasan Batzafon. That's also in the north. Fekivul Daman B'Klesharez Batzafon. And you can mekabel the dam and the klesharez batzafon, says Rashi, klesharez, the third wide line. Dichsiv, listen to this Rashi. Dichsiv ba'ola b'sinai, because it says b'har sinai v'yosem ba'agonos, that they put it in bowls. U'mimen alamdu, kol hazvachim lahakish behekish l'toyin kli.
Every carbon requires a kli. Why? Because b'har sinai they had a kli. Others say that's kind of makar is that. There's a different makar. It says in Parashas Vayakel that, or in Kisisa, Vaasisa Mizrakosav. No, it's a chiyuv to make kelim. Har Sinai, funny.
What does it mean to have Sinai?
Do it. Yeah, what Har Sinai?
What does Har Sinai mean?
Yeah, what is
they broke. Yeah, they did. They broke Kabanos.
By
Matan Torah, yeah.
Where does it say that?
In the Mishpatim.
What? Doesn't say that they broke Kabanos by Har Sinai.
Yeah.
They sprinkle half on the Jews and half.
Right. Right. Now, the fact that the Mishnah starts off, by the way, the Kibbalat Hadam has to be with a Kli. Right. It says Tosos. Look at the Tosos. However, Ephraim, how you medaktig, Mikan, the lo be'inan sakin b'shchita. The knife doesn't have to be a Kli Sharis. You can bring your knife from your kitchen and do shchita. Why? The Mishnah left it out. Right, the Mishnah left it out. Midlo Katani Shchitan B'Kli Sharis B'Tzafon. Right, left it out. Kiti Katani got a Kabbalah V'Kilu V'Damah B'Kli Sharis B'Tzafon. When we talk Kach Hashi Shapar Damer Perakam D'Chulin, you don't need the Kli Sharis for a second. Others say, no, of course you do. You have to figure out why you left it out, but of course you do. Okay, that's another discussion. Next, V'Damon Ton Hazaya Al Ben Abadim, and also on Yom Kippur you go into the Kodesh Kedushim. So that has to be sprinkled. The dam of the power, the seir, is sprinkled in the inner, in the kodesh kedushin between the badim, v'al haperoches, and also sprinkled on the peroches, v'al mizbeach hazav, and also on the mizbeach hazav, matana achas mehen ma'akevs. And there's four. We said there are 43 sprinklings of this, and one of them is ma'akev. You have to do all 43.
How come the saints in the seder skip this line?
They do.
I
don't think we skip it.
I don't think so.
I think it's the full mishnayos.
Exactly.
Then it says, here, who is that sitter? It's Ashkenaz, though, Marcel.
Oh, Ashkenaz doesn't say it.
They changed the...
By the way, this whole Mishnah is a tangent. Mm-hmm. The leftover dam from the power of the ear are poured on the outside Mizbeach down the Yisod.
That's not Makiv. Now, Parim HaNisrafim is Iri HaNisrafim. These are pars that are burnt for if the Kohen Gadol made a mistake or if Klal Yisrael made a mistake. And the Seirim HaNisrafim is if you made a mistake about Avodah Zarah. Shechitas in Batzafon. Also the Shechitas in the Tzafon. Fekibel Daman B'Klisharis Batzafon. It's Mekabel B'Klisharis Batzafon. Fedaman Ton Hazayah Al Peroches. And it also requires sprinkling on the Peroches. I don't know how Rashi says this. Rashi says in the bottom line, Ksiv Bei, Avol Ben Abadim Lo. Avol Ben Abadim Lo Ksiv Behu. But you don't sprinkle, you don't go into the Kodesh Kedoshim for somebody made a mistake. Parhalam Dover Shal Tzibur. Like, why would I think you do? Why does Rashi have to say that? You don't do. Why does Rashi say that? Tichziv, Bepar Yom HaKippurim, Viz Etzbal Panei Parochas. So Rashi, by the way, don't think you go into the Kodesh Kedoshim for a Parhalam Dover Shal Tzibur. You don't. Why would I think you do? Right. Okay, very, very good. The Alam is Be'ech Hazav. And it's Be'ech Hazav. And Matana Achaz Mehem Ma'akavas. And one Matana on this is Ma'akev. I mean, in other words, every single one is required. Shir Hadam, Hayeshofech Al Yisod, Bararavi, Shemazbeach HaChitzon, Filo Nosan, Lo Ikev. Right? And the Mizbeach HaZah, the rest of it is poured down the Mizbeach. Fine, very good. That is not Ma'akev. Elu V'elu Nisrafin Abeis HaDeshen. Both of these are burned on the Beis HaDeshen. What's the Beis HaDeshen? So the Gemara of Kuf Dalet is going to say there are three places called Beis HaDeshen. Three different Beis HaDeshens. One is in the Azara, and that's where they burnt any carbon that got a psul. Something got a psul, they'd burn it over there. Also, the emur of Kachek Halim that had to be burnt was done over there. Fine. The second one was somewhere in Harabayas, and that's where they burnt this. The par and the seir that had to get burnt. And the third one was outside of Yerushalayim, and that's where they burnt other psulim. Yeah, what?
One psul, not a psul.
That was not a psul, I'm saying there were three spots.
Right.
Each one did something else.
You don't bring
us
the regular
mizbeach? Because that's halacha. No, you do bring on the regular mizbeach. What do you do the rest of
it?
You
get rid of it.
You shechted it.
Yeah.
You sprinkled the dam. Yeah. What do you do the rest of the animal?
What do you bring on the mizbeach?
Just dam. Maybe there's a mur, and I don't know. Maybe. But what do you do the rest of the animal? Nobody eats it. It gets burnt.
Why is there a peroxide with kabbalas that we rarely...
Because it's kachi kachim. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, "V'nisni namol nami v'kibul dam v'klisharis b'tzafon." How come we didn't mention Kabbalas Adam? So Gemara says, "I'll tell you why." Kivan de'ika asha mitzora. Since it's an asha mitzora, the kibul damo biyadhu shairei. Since you can do Kabbalas Adam with your hand, it's not on the list, right?
You don't need a keli.
What? You don't need a keli. V'lo, you don't need a keli. Vaktani lo come on. Asham nazir v'asha mitzora. I'm sorry. She talks about cell phone. The keyboard dumb because she has a cell phone. What are you talking about? You don't need a keyboard. Do it with your hands? Who heard of that? So the Gemara says, no, not so fast. May Kara Savar keyboard dumb obiyad. Who? Shairi. First we thought you keep him a Kabbalah with your hands, so we left it off the list. We left it down in the Mishnah. Then, that's why we didn't mention about Kabbalah. But the keyboard de lo, sagile ele bekli, hadar tanya. Then he realizes he made a mistake. It's not true. You do need a kli. De tanya. Velokach. It says velokach by an asham mitzora. Yachol bekli. Talmud Lomar, V'nosan. Man is seen by Atzmo Shal Kohen, Afal Kiyach by Atzmo Shal Kohen, Yachal Afal Mizbeach Kain. Do you need a kli or do you not need a kli? Which one goes both ways? Talmud Lomar, Kikachatas Ha'asham Hu. Ma Chatas Tunas Kli, Af Asham Tunas Kli. So do you need a kli or do you not need a kli? The answer is both. Nim says Atta Omer, see from here, Echad Biyad. What? Asham, I'm sorry. Asha mitzora, shnei kahanim kahamas dama. There are two kahanim over here. Echad biyad, echad bekli. And then one has a yad, one has a kli. Zeh shekiblu bekli, balo etzal mizbeach. The one who has a kli comes to the mizbeach. Zeh shekiblu biyad, balo etzal mitzora. And then one has another with his hands, he goes to the mitzora to be mitar him. So what do you have? You have two kahanim. Okay, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow more about Ezim HaKoman. Everyone have a very good day.
Okay.